First of all, congratulations on your win. It was neck and neck with KCGM. Did you think you were going to win?
We were unsure. We thought that we were going to be placed, you know, in the first, second or third, but we thought really KCGM, I think, had more first than us. So obviously, we thought they'd come first, but we would have been content with second or third place. You know, it's not about winning for us.
What was the toughest part of the competition?
I think the toughest part of the competition is the training and the work that goes into preparing for the competition. We spend, you know, up to, you know, 2 weeks of training, long days, 12 hours, 13 hours, sometimes, you know, longer than that, training out on site. You know, that's the hardest bit. The scenarios, once you get here and you get underground at Charlotte, the scenario goes for 45 minutes. You start, all of a sudden it's over, you know, so definitely the training is the hard bit. Once the weekend comes, it's about having fun, coming out, you know, getting stuck into the scenarios and just showing these guys, you know, the effort you put in training, taking on the advice that they give us, which we take on board, bring back, you know, pass that knowledge on to our, you know, fellow members. It's all about knowledge in Mines Rescue. We get trainers then who, you know, have 15, 20 years experience. They pass that knowledge on to us. We pass that on to newer members, and the cycle just keeps continuing. That's what Mines Rescue is all about.
Which scenario did your team find the most challenging?
I suppose underground fire is always, it's always a challenging one. You don't get to see it often. The only time you really get to see a fire underground is at this competition, when, you know, they actually go through the steps of having a fire down there in a controlled environment for teams to come in. And for some people who have never seen fire underground, it can be a little bit daunting, maybe a bit intimidating, but that's probably the most enjoyable scenario for most teams, is fire.
How many years have you been involved in this competition?
Competition here in Kalgoorlie, I've been involved for about 3 years, but I've been involved, I suppose, rescue. My dad was involved with rescue for, I think, most of his career, probably 40 years. He was involved with Mines Rescue back in Ireland, and I think that's where my passion comes from, probably through my dad. When I was 6, 7 years of age, I was getting brought to competitions to be used as a casualty, so I think maybe that's where my passion for rescue and just helping people was born.
And what do these competitions mean to you?
These competitions mean, look, everything to us, to the team, to our site, you know, the things we learn, the knowledge we get, we bring back, pass on to everyone else. You know, it's just, you can't get anywhere else.
And are you looking forward to taking those bells back on Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, look, it still hasn't really sunk in yet. You know, 1 point between first and second place, I don't know if it's ever happened before. Our mutual aid team, KCGM, you know, it's like, it's unbelievable. But yeah, it'll probably, when I wake up tomorrow morning and see the bell sitting on the kitchen table, it'll probably sink in then.
Can you give the bell a ring for us, please?
Of course I can, yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.